Praise the name of the Lord. Friends, it's so good for us to be here this morning to do what we're called to do as believers, to lift up his name and to declare him as Lord and Savior and Master. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God. Permit me, therefore, to read two passages of scripture for you that we read from the main text that was read so wonderfully to us today. Listen to this passage. It says in St. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And then verse 10 and 11 of the same passage, it says, "When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of his holy word. It's Christmas. In fact, chances are I won't see you again before Christmas morning when we gather into the sanctuary at 6 o'clock to worship the Lord. That service won't be streamed, so those of you who can come, be here and worship with us on Friday morning. So let me wish you all, before anybody else wish you, a Merry Christmas. Greetings. It's also Fellowship Month. This is a month when we come together and we do all kinds of fellowship things as a church. We do it in person and we also do it on stream. And so we have been having a number of worship opportunities and fellowship opportunities. In fact, this afternoon we are having one. The women's ministry is having one. And the Counselor Bailey and the Counselor Constantine. And let me call their first names so that you can understand their gender. Counselor Eckel Bailey and Steve Constantine. They can't wait to participate in the women's fellowship evening this evening. They are looking forward to it. Praise God. It's going to be exciting. You need to join. It won't be in person at all. It will be on stream. When you look at the text, we notice that there was more than one wise man that traveled to see Jesus. And I'm using intentionally that term. Popular stories and tradition has it that three of them, seemingly because there were three gifts offered, were there present. The scripture did not say, however, and you know it as Bible scholars, how many there were. So as the wise men came to see Jesus, they walked together. They walked together. And that's the first thing I want to talk about, fellowship. Yes, that fellowship involves walking together. They journeyed together in a group. Whether it was 3 or 5 or 10 or 15, we don't know how many. But one of the things we are very sure of is that they walked together in their numbers to come to see Jesus. Sisters and brothers, as we journey through life in search of truth and meaning, we must never travel alone. It is not a good thing to journey alone. Yes, it is always good to walk together with others. Having others around you as you walk through life stages, it gives you the support and the strength. It gives you the empowerment and the energy to face the uncertainties of life. Yes, as we live in an age characterized by individualism, there is a tendency to walk through life alone. There is a tendency to forsake the company, to forsake others, to leave the group aside and just do it by yourself. After all, you say, it's faster on my own. Yes, you say, after all, it's safer on my own. In fact, many of us will say, well, it's cheaper on my own. If I don't have a lot of friends in the Christmas season, it will be less expensive for me. And you come up with all kinds of very good reasons why you should not walk with others through life. But let me tell you, these wise men, they thought it was wise not to discover Jesus on their own, to say, oh, I am the first to see him. But they felt it was important to walk together as they sought Jesus. Are you walking alone today? Are you walking as a lone ranger by yourself? Who is beside you as you journey through life's dangerous twists and turns? Who is walking with you? Who is your friend? Give me one name that you have. In fact, under the mask right now, under the mask, so nobody, the other friend won't see you. Under the mask, just call the name of a friend. Somebody said, Jesus, me no wanna Jesus this morning, no. Yeah, call the name of your friend. Are you walking with your sister? Who is your sister? Who really is your squaddy, as the police would say? Who is your partner in your walk through life? If you're an individual today, you're called not to be by yourself. But photographer, you're called to journey with Hugh, Dean Hugh, so that you can share ideas about photography and how you must turn the camera. And then you can tell him, you know, if you do it this other way, you get a better photograph. You cannot do it on your own. You have to have friends in the photography industry in order for you to become a better photographer. YouTube alone can't do it. You need a friend who you can share ideas with. Let us walk with someone today. Well, the wise men walked together, yes, in the Christmas story. But they also, I am making up this word, so don't tell me it's not in the dictionary. They also wealthed together. Yes, they collectively, together, brought gifts to give to King Jesus in the text. They brought, you know the gifts that they brought in the stream. You know the gifts? Say it with me. The first one they brought was, oh, come on, a church man, you're not being very, very sharp enough. You make the people in the stream doing it better than you. If you're in the stream, go into the chat and put it. The first one was gold. And then the second was frankincense. And that's not working obia, right? No. The second was frankincense. And the third one was myrrh, right? That's gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The text did not say that one brought gold and then another brought frankincense and yet another brought myrrh. No, it didn't say. Neither did the text say that one brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh and then the other, who were poor and didn't have anything, just watch while the star of the show brought the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. No. No, my friends. The three gifts were brought by all of the wise men. It was a collective effort. Yes, they all brought the three different kinds of gifts together. Yes, the issue was not if it was too expensive for one to afford, or if it was too much for one to carry. It was more about the fact that all, yes, indeed, all contributed to the gift giving. It was a collective effort. More than likely, some were may contribute more than others, as it is in church. Not true. Even when we collected the offering today, some brought more offering than others. But at the end of the day, it was a collective effort. They wealthed together. They not just walked together, but they wealthed together to give their Lord and the King gifts. Another lesson I see in the text about fellowship with being wealthing together is that these gifts would be seen as expensive gifts. No, they were not cheap gifts. They were not just anything you could pick up off the shelf of a dollar store. So reading from the New Revised Standard Version gives us a very accurate understanding of this verse that we see it in verse 11, verse 11b. It says, then opening their treasure chests. That's what New Revised Standard Version says. Opening their treasure chests, and chest is in the plural, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. To begin with, in any version you use, the text separates treasures and gifts. So when you read the New International Version or the King James Version, it says that they opened their treasures and presented him gifts. So the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh were the specific gifts offered, but they were regarded firstly not as gifts, but as treasures. Yes. In other words, they were valuable to the givers. They were not just items they just picked off the shop floor. No, these gifts were treasures. That's why the New Revised Standard Version has rightly stated that they opened their treasure chests. Yes. And note, it wasn't just one, as I said. It was in the plural, treasure chests. In addition, the text says that they offered gifts. The word used for gifts is frequently used in Scripture to represent sacrifice. Let me hear you say sacrifice. That's right. So here, they were giving a treasured sacrificial offering. That's what they were doing. Yes, indeed. What more can a man give? What a gift. Yes, Leon Morris, who is a Bible commentator and a scholar, says that the gold and the frankincense and the myrrh, clearly all three were valuable, and together they formed a munificent gift suitable for offering for a king. He goes on to say that Christians have often symbolically given the gold a meaning of royalty. And then they give the frankincense a meaning of deity. And then they give the myrrh a meaning of pointing to the suffering and the death of Jesus as an embalming item. He's careful to note, though, that Matthew did not say anything about these meanings. They simply brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Yes, 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 my friends. It is when we come together as one and work together in unity with one heart and one mind that we are able to do significant and substantial things for the glory of God, just like these wise men in the Scripture. Thanks to all those, therefore, who contributed to the car wash for the teens. A part of the returns was used for giving the teens a great experience. And for some of them, it was the greatest experience they have ever had in their lifetime. You ask them, and they will tell you that it is one of the best experiences they have ever had. That's what Pastor told me, and I believe him. Because many of us, when we come to church and we do many things, I'm telling you, it is the best experience. I am telling you, this morning service may be the best experience for some of you in your entire life. If you worship the way you are supposed to worship, if you give thanks to God the way you are supposed to give thanks, this will be one of the best days in your life. Somebody praise God. Thanks also to those members, those of you who contributed to this year's Golden Agers banquet. Yes, both you and our in-house members and corporate Jamaica poured into the storehouse of 65 so that yesterday we had a catawampus Golden Age banquet, COVID style, where we maintained all the protocols. Yes, if Ministry of Health came, they would be proud of us as we maintained the protocols established. But that didn't stop us from distributing a healthy meal plus care packages to over 300 Golden Agers on the plant and all over Kingston, St. Andrew, and St. Catherine. I think that we should give the team that worked hard at this. They did it together. They did it in fellowship. They did it shoulder to shoulder, hand to hand. They did it. Thank God for Sister Barnett. What a gem of a woman she is. And thank God for the team that worked with her. Fantastic work. Praise God. I had last night, I saved up my banquet food. Praise God. I didn't eat it on the campus. I went home and I heat it up and I eat it up. I mean, I care how much you know one vex and say, Pastor, careful, mind how you call people name. But KFC have to come to we, for us we, of a fried chicken. If them watch me on the stream today and then carry me to court for call down them name and bring it down, me no care, because yes or no, how for fried chicken good. Praise God. The biggest gift many of us have given, though, is not the gifts you donated to the car wash or the benevolence Christmas gift that we got. Yes, that Sister Gail and her crew so wonderfully gave out in the week, last week. What a kindness that was demonstrated. No, it wasn't just that alone. But yes, my sisters and brothers, the biggest gift that we have given in our lives is the gift of our life to the Lord Jesus Christ. What a gift. And the biggest gift that we have ever received is not the fried chicken yesterday, but it was indeed the gift of the grace of Almighty God that was poured out on our lives, so that today we are saved, we are delivered, we are restored, we are brought back, we are reconciled into the kingdom of God. What a good God. Yes, my sisters and brothers, we give God thanks today for his goodness upon our lives. Anybody want to say thank you, Lord? Praise the name of the Lord. The wise men walked together. The wise men wealthed together. But the wise men also worshipped together. In this story of the wise men, we see them worshiping. And worship seemed to be a very important lesson and theme with the wise men. Something that I basically discovered while I was preparing this word. That in this story, worship was significant. So on three different occasions in this story with the wise men, we see worship being an important word. Yes. So in verse 2, by the wise men, they spoke about worship. And then in verse 3, by Herod, worship was spoken of. And then in verse 11, Matthew himself, as the narrator, spoke about the wise men worshiping. Matthew made sure to put worship in the mouth of himself, in the mouth of the wise men and in the mouth of even King Herod. Yes, it is also important to note that the only time that the wise men spoke ever in Scripture, they spoke never again. Only those men not talk holy, you know. It's just one dig in Jamaica, would I say one what? One dege dege time. What dege dege means? Dege dege. Only. Only. It's a lucky thing I didn't write it. I don't know how to spell dege. How you spell dege? D-E. It's only one time that the wise men spoke. Yes, my friends, the only thing these wise men had to say is, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east, and this is our objective. We have come to... Oh, come on with me, church. Oh, come. If you're in the stream, just put that last phrase right there, right now in the chat. We have come to worship him. Yes, we want to see what he looks like. We want to hold him in our hands and feel how much he weighs. Lord have mercy. We want to see his complexion. We want to be like a pediatrician and measure the length of Jesus. Oh yes, we want to see how healthy a baby Jesus is. Is he an 8-pounder or a 6-pounder? We want all of that. But there is one main thing that we want to do. There is one central thing. There is one objective that we have. Not to say choo 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 choo. No sir, but we have come into this place to worship him. We have come to adore him. We have come to exalt him. If you come to church today, you should not come just to show off your pinkness, oh God, shirt. Not to show off your pretty tie. Not to show off your shine boot. But we are here, Pastor Michael, not to talk about the nice socks that you are wearing right now. You take me no seat. We have come to worship the King. Not the hairstyle, but we have come to exalt him. We have come to raise our hands. We have come to say thank you, Jesus. We have come to exalt him. We have come to bow down. Hi, somebody right now, just take a little time and exalt the name of Jesus. Just exalt the name of Father Jesus. Exalt the name of the King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords. Just tell him some words. Tell him who he is. Rock in a weary land. Shelter in the time of storm. Bridge over troubled waters. Come on, somebody. Exalt him right now. Hallelujah. Woo. 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 I worship because I'm 65 for worship. Oh God, me no come here for pastor this morning. Me come here for worship. Hallelujah. Me no come here for show off this morning. I am here to worship. When David was bringing the ark, he wasn't just bringing the ark, he was worshiping. Hallelujah. Somebody if you just turn a roll in a church in a man. Oh God. Oh Lord have mercy. Somebody must just go on bad when them come to church. If God has been good to you, oh God, taking you out of accidents, carried you through some rough COVID periods. Oh Lord. He is to be worshipped. Oh God. The writer said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Is there somebody who will be willing to look fool just to worship the King? Yeah. Yes. 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 Woo. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mighty God. Let me just mention one more thing and close. When I look in the text, I noticed something about their praise, about their worship. They were very systematic. They were very organized. They were very meticulous. These were not Christian men. Christianity didn't even start yet. These were not godly men because they were astrologers. They came from 400 miles away from Jerusalem. Oh God, they were astrologers. They were studiers of the stars. Mighty God. They didn't trust in the God of Daniel, the God of Abraham and Jacob, but something, oh God, let me tell you something. The Bible said that the grace of God has appeared unto all men. There are some people that are here this morning. They are not Christians, but in their heart, he rings a melody. Oh God, a melody of love, because in their heart, the grace of God has been appearing to them, demonstrating to them, showing up to them. The Bible said that he causes the rain to fall on the just and on the unjust. What a good God. What a mighty God. Sometimes I'm not good enough to God, but I'm still a rain down in blessing for me. Sometimes I behave like I'm a hypocrite, but he still is showing me down with his blessings. Sometimes I fail him, but he never fails me. Come on, church. Oh Lord. You know, remember when them sister they used to sing, for one foot, he never fail me yet. Oh, when last you skip on one foot, he never fail me. Hey, somebody, it's time you get a skip for Holy Ghost, you know. If God is such a good God in your life, oh God, dance before the Lord in the name of Jesus. So hear what the Bible says. Hear what the Bible said. The Bible said that when these little Gentile guys came, as soon as they came at the door, at the gate, as soon as them, as the star stopped over the house of Jesus, the Bible says that they rejoiced and were exceeding. Oh Lord, oh God. The Bible never just said, you could have just said them rejoice, you know, but the Bible didn't stop at rejoice. Look at the King James Version. It says that as soon as they came over the place where Jesus lay, they rejoiced and were exceeding glad. Oh, the music never start yet. God, they never come into the presence of God yet. Lord Jesus. Oh God, they never see baby Jesus yet. But as long as they are near into the sanctuary, they began to rejoice. They didn't see what they came to look for, but they knew that they were near. They knew they were in the presence, so they began to rejoice. You know what is the problem with some of us? If drum not play, we not feel spirit. Oh God, if keyboard not play, we not feel spirit. Oh Lord, oh God, if Othniel not sing, you not feel nothing. But in the name of Jesus, these men, they got to rejoice, and not just that, exceeding. You know what exceeding glad mean? It means that the love just a bubble up. It means that the happiness just a bubble up. Oh God, it means that I am happy, 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 happy in the Lord. Anybody is happy today? Come on, sometimes you have to make up the happiness. Sometimes you don't feel it, but you have to make it up. They became exceeding happy. Aye, exceeding joyful. That is what we call praise. Them not start worship yet. I praise them, I praise. Aye, one writer say, I praise me, I praise. Somebody need to praise God here. Oh Lord, I don't feel him yet. I don't see him yet. But I am going to rejoice. One writer says, I will rejoice. It is not a matter of feeling. It is a matter of willing. It is a matter of telling your soul. Soul. Some of you need to touch your soul and say, soul, it is rejoicing time. Oh God, I will rejoice and be glad.
You see, when Pastor Sam come and stand up here, so at daytime, a morning time, you think, say, is every time I feel good for worship, but in my heart, me just say, God, I'm going to worship you. Sometime I want to sleep, sometime I'm tired, a morning time, but I have to put away the tiredness, I have to throw aside the sleep, and I have to say, soul, oh God, soul, is bless the Lord time. It's worship time. It's praise time. Praise, you know what praise mean? Praise mean in the original. To brag about God. To show off on God. That is why when we come to church, we come in and we bling bling sometime. Oh God. Because when man go dance, man dress up. Aye God. Man bling up. But you think a bling alone do this thing? You have to go on. You have to go on, go on. You have to have the attitude. You have to have the behavior. You can't go dance and just stand up, so you have to know how to dance. You have to know how to do yourself and do the gully creep and all of them things. Oh God, when I come to church, Holy Ghost creep time. Holy Ghost creep. It's time for who? Hey, somebody. Hallelujah. Brag. A brag, we come for brag. One pastor at one time, one of my good friend them, him say, Steve, why when people come to your church, my sister, are you in my talk? Why people, when they come to your church, they always come at the front, Kafim Church, a blessed quietness, and them just a go on like, say, and them a show off, and a go on. Me say, brother, when we come to church, a show off, we come for show off. So, when we are design church, we have to have one big space in at the front, so that we can go on for Jesus, so that we can dance, so that we can rejoice, so that we can push with arthritis, push with back pain, push with belly pain, and just exalt the name of Jesus. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, somebody come on, preach to me, church. My soul, come on, somebody. Declare my soul. Cries out. Hallelujah. God too good for me, man. God is too good to me. God is too good to me. God good to anybody here. God good to anybody. When I look in the car park, I see goodness of God. When I look on some of you, I see goodness of God. When I hear your testimony, I am seeing goodness of God. Open your mouth. Don't be ungrateful. Gratitude must be an attitude. Oh God, give him some thanks today. Woo. Woo. Oh Lord. Woo, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Mighty God. I am losing my composure and I did not want to do it. My God, I didn't want to lose my composure. Those of you who are standing, remain standing. Just for a second. Just for a second. Make sure you say you start the song in the right key. Here, Bridget. I don't even know the key you started, you know. But when they came, the Bible said, when praise was done, when you're done, brag and go on bad for your Jesus. When you brag and you dance till you dance off your clothes, and your clothes just drop off of you. Oh Lord, I saw David dancing, you know, and him clothes just drop off of him. Oh God, and him just a dance still. Oh God, and him tire drop off of him. It's a king I'm talking about, you know. I am talking about a king here, the most esteemed king, and him just a dance, and everything just a pull off. Oh God, the writer says that the shepherd, the wise men, went into the room. And they switched from praise and they enter into worship. They enter into worship. And so the Bible say, all right, we now move no more. And so the Bible say that they bow down and they worship. They bow down. When you're done, go on with your big something. Oh, it's bow down time. Oh, Lord, we need for done. We need for done. We bow down and worship Yahweh. Worship time, worship time, worship time. We bow down.